This August, NESRI's Human Right to Health Director, Anya Rudiger, visited our partner organization, the Montana Human Rights Network, which is based in Helena, Montana. Together, the network and NESRI held a series of focus group discussions on community health needs in Lewis and Clark County. While there, Anya interviewed Alan Pura, City Commissioner of Helena, Montana, and a member of the Lewis and Clark City County Board of Health.
Okay, I'm here with a City Commissioner and member of the Board of Health in Lewis and Clark County, Montana, Alan Pura. And Alan, the Board of Health here has recognized health and healthcare as a human right. What does that mean in practice?
Well, what I think it means in practice is that the board wants to redefine healthcare and take it from the concept of being a commodity, something that's bought and sold on the markets like pork bellies, and instead turn it into a basic assumption that people who live in a civilized society can assume that through their taxes, through their participation in that society, they know that they are going to have a certain standard of health care that's provided to them. So it's a human rights perspective, not health care is just another thing that we price based on the market conditions, and people who can afford it do better than those who can't afford it based on affluence or lack of.
Mm-hmm. And what are you actually trying to do in the county?
Well, what we've decided is that in 1948, under President Harry Truman, this country had its last opportunity to truly create some fundamental change to the system. And in that year, the federal government turned its back and said, no, we don't have the guts, we don't have the courage, we don't have the wherewithal to do the right thing and create a universal access healthcare system for all. And in Helena, Montana, we decided it's 61 years later, it's time to stop sitting around and waiting for the folks in Washington who are beholden to the pharmaceutical industries and the insurance industries, that it's time to say the hell with Washington. What can we do here in Helena, Montana to say we believe healthcare is a human right, we believe that we're just as smart as the people in Washington are, and it's time for us to say what can we do so that our citizens can have access to healthcare that's now considered a human right without waiting for the moneyed interests to continue to hammer away and defeat 61 years later, continue to thwart efforts to create a healthcare system that provides the basic needs that human beings have in this country and in our community.
And do you think you have the support of the community in this endeavor?
Well, right now we've created a task force of 9 folks, and phase 1 of our task force is to clearly identify what are the specific problems. We're in the streets here in downtown Helena, so it's interesting.
It's busier than I thought it would be.
Exactly. It's not as humble a backwater town as folks may think. Good plug for downtown Helena, Montana. But anyway, phase 1, we are working on identifying what are the obstacles, what are the problems that create the reality that, according to the Board of Health, approximately 26% of our citizens do not have access to health care. They're underserved by the health care system here in this community. So phase 1 is identifying why is that the case? What are the problems? Is it lack of services? Is it funding issues? What are those problems so that we can identify them, document them, clearly itemize them, and then in phase 2 we're going to move on to say, okay, if those are the problems, how do we solve them? For example, we have a committee who's charged with identifying how much money in this region is being invested in the healthcare system. So what is the pot of money that's being spent on healthcare? And at the end, what if we could come up with a better way, a better system for our community? How could we then reallocate those tens of millions of dollars and say, we're not satisfied with continuing to spend that money on health insurance premiums under the system as it is. Rather, we think we can fund a basic set of community health centers to provide that human rights framework. And I'm not posing that any of these are solutions. I'm just saying at this point, that's the idea. Identify the problems, identify solutions, then determine how in a local community we can say we don't need Washington to solve it for us. We can do it ourselves because we've got good ideas, we've got smart people, and we can capture the funds and reallocate it to create a healthcare system that provides universal access to all citizens, because healthcare is now a human right in Lewis and Clark County, Montana.
That's great. Do you have any advice for other counties that may want to try something similar?
My advice would be, you are just as bright, you are just as astute and more in touch with your needs than any of your elected officials in Washington, than any of the moneyed interests in Washington, and likely even in your own state capitals. Take the bull by the horns. If you've got the wherewithal, the initiative, the time, and most importantly, the interest and the commitment, create a task force. Start with that framework that human rights is the basis we need to start building a healthcare system, and then begin to quantify the problems and identify the solutions. There's no reason. Change starts with one person, and that one person grabs a second person, and it all starts with that one individual. That individual doesn't have to be a president of the United States in Washington. That individual can be a city commissioner, a board of health member, a county commissioner, a consumer of health care, a mother who's concerned about health care for her kids. That's what it's all about. We don't need any. It would be helpful, I should say, if we could see the courage in Washington to create profound change. But given that it's been 61 years, and today, as I stand here in August of 2009, the prospects seem to be that that 61-year tunnel isn't going to end anytime soon. Do it for yourself in your own local communities. That's the lesson we're learning here in Montana.
Great. Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay.
For more information about the Montana Human Rights Network, visit their website at www.mhrn.org. That's www.mhrn.org. For more information about NESRI, the National Economic and Social Rights Initiative, visit our website at www.nesri.org. That's www.nesri.org.